Okay, Rach, that's muffin and espresso, $4.50. Ross, double latte, $2.75. Chandler, coffee and scone, $4.25. And Thieves herbal tea, $1.25. So altogether, that's $12.75.
This is coming from the man who couldn't split our $80 phone bill in half.
Hi.
Hi.
How much do I owe for the muffin and latte?
No, that's on the house, courtesy of Joey Tribbiani.
Great. We'll tell him thanks. And since Joey seems like such a nice guy, maybe we could go on a date sometime.
Well, he's not used to women being so forward, but I could check with him. He says it's okay. Great, thanks. Bye-bye.
Hey, Joey, how come our stuff isn't free?
It will be when you look like that in a tight skirt.
Look, this is great. I'm getting more dates than ever.
Wait a minute, Joey, you're only giving away free stuff to the pretty girls?
Joey, that is so gross.
Well, how about a scone on the house, baby?
I'm pretty.
Does anyone have any gum?
Oh, I do. Wait a second. I know it's in here somewhere.
You know what? I'm good.
Hey, what are you doing here? Shouldn't you be at work?
They sent me home. They said I can't work if I'm sick.
Oh, I'm so sorry that you're sick.
I'm not sick. I don't get sick. Getting sick is for weaklings. It's for pansies.
Honey, no one thinks that you're a pansy, but we do think that you need a tissue.
I have not been sick in over 3 years.
I'm going to grab you some tissue.
I don't need a tissue. I'm fine.
When you put a D at the end of fine, you're not fine.
I'm fine. I'm fine. You know, it's a really hard word to say.
Yes?
Hi. Is Rachel here? I'm her sister.
Oh, my God, Jill!
Oh, my God, Rachel!
Hi!
Oh, my God, introduce us.
Well, this is Chandler.
Hi.
And you know Monica and Ross.
Hi.
And that's Phoebe, and that's Joey.
Hey, how are you doing?
Don't you! Honey, what are you doing here?
Which sister is this? Is this the spoiled one or the one that bit her?
Daddy, cut me off.
Never mind, I got it.
And you know what I said to him? I said, I'm going to hire a lawyer, and I'm going to sue you and take all your money, and then I'm going to cut you off.
Wow, what did he say?
He said he wouldn't pay for my lawyer. And then he told me to come here and learn about the value of money from the one daughter he's actually proud of. Did you hear that?
My dad's proud of me.
My dad's proud of me.
Wait.
Okay, sorry.
Hey, honey, so what did you do that made Dad cut you off?
Okay, I bought a boat.
You bought a boat?
Yeah, but it wasn't for me. It was for a friend.
Boy, did we make friends with the wrong sister.
Jill, honey, I think this is the best thing that could have ever happened to you. I mean, you've needed to get on your own anyway. And you know, when I did it, at first I was scared, but then look at me now. I am the only daughter that Dad is proud of. Okay, well, this is what you're going to do. You're going to get a job. You're going to get an apartment. And then I'll help you, and you can stay with us. Right, Phoebe? She can stay with us.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, that's so great. Okay, I'm really going to do this. I don't know how to thank you guys.
Oh, I like cars.
You all finished here?
Yes.
Great.
Okay, here are the tips for this morning. Jen gets 50, 50 for me, and Joey owes $8.
What?
For all the free food you gave away.
Well, if it's free food, how come you're charging me for it?
We don't give anything away unless it's someone's birthday.
Hmm. But what if they came in third in a modeling contest?
No.
Hmm. Sorry.
I just had the hardest day. Some things are so heavy.
Jill, how did you pay for all this? I thought your dad took away your credit card.
Oh, please. I memorized those numbers when I was 15. But look at all the cool make-it-on-my-own stuff I got. This is my please hire me sweater. And these are my don't you want to rent me this apartment pants?
I don't think charging new clothes to your dad qualifies as making it on your own.
Oh, Mr. Scientist has to get all technical.
Seriously, I don't think Rachel's going to think it's such a good idea.
So who made her queen of the world?
I would love that job.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
Jill. Did you shop?
No. They did.
Then yeah, we went shopping.
Yeah. You went shopping? What, and then you just came in here and paraded it right under Jill's nose when you know she's trying to quit? Wow, you guys, that's terrible. Sorry, Jill. So what'd you get?
Oh, well, all right, I got this, you know, I want a job sweater.
Oh.
And then I got these, our apartment pants.
Apartment pants?
Yeah, you've never heard of them?
No, of course I've heard of them. Ross, what'd you get?
I got this. This.
A pashmina?
Yeah. Oh, I love these babies.
Really? Ross, what's a pashmina?
It's a rug.
Jill? Oh, I'm sorry, Rachel. Oh, come on. You really think that's going to work on me? I invented that.
Right. But I am sorry.
All right, it's okay. One little setback is okay, but just don't let it happen again, all right? Now, since Daddy paid for all this stuff, I should take it all away. But I'm just going to take the pashmina. And the pants.
You know what? I'm just going to take it all away, because that way you'll just really learn the lesson, okay?
All righty. Well, I'm going to run a couple of errands, and I will see you at dinner.
She took all my stuff.
Yeah. Everything but the little blue one.
That's the best one! Oh, my God, thank you so much!
Well, hey.
Oh, my gosh, that was so lame. Like a pashmina could be a rug.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about you? I'm sorry.
Shut up. I don't like that at all.
What about what I said, you know, about the apartment pants? How dumb was I?
Were you this cute in high school?
Oh, stop.
No, you stop.
You stop. Okay, why don't I sit here and then you'll both stop it.
What do you want to do? Let's do something crazy.
I know. Let's rest and drink lots of fluids.
Okay, I'll rest. But, you know, if I'm going to bed, then you're coming with me.
See, that would be impossible to resist if you weren't all drippy here.
Are you saying that you don't want to get with this?
Yeah, I don't think you should say that even when you're healthy.
Come on.
Don't take this personally, okay? It's just that I just can't have sex with a sick person.
I'm with you, Chandler. I mean, I can't have sex with a sick person either. That's disgusting. But I'm not sick. Let me prove it to you. We are two healthy people. And the bribe of lime.
See, that's the thing. I would like to stay in the prime of lime.
should maybe know.
Well, it better not be about the apartment pants, because I just pitched the idea to my boss at Ralph Lauren, and she loved it.
No, no. It's just, I was with Ross and Jill after you left, and I'm pretty sure I saw a little spark between them.
What?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably nothing, but I just wanted to warn you that there might be something there.
With Ross and Jill?
Yeah.
With Ross and my sister?
Yeah.
With my sister Jill and my ex-boyfriend Ross?
Yeah.
Oh, there is no way.
Okay, then.
Oh, my God! I cannot believe that! I mean, I don't really like it when Ross goes out with anyone but my sister. Isn't that like incest or something? Oh, my God, and they're going to have sex. Oh, no, and what if he marries her, too? Oh, this is just terrible. This is just terrible. And I can't stop it. I don't own Ross, you know? And Jill, she should be able to do whatever it is that she wants to do. And, oh, my God, I can't believe Ross is marrying my little sister. This is just... Oh, my God, this is just the worst thing that could have ever happened to me.
But great news about the apartment pants, huh?
That'll be $385.
What do you mean? Yesterday you said I was too pretty to pay for stuff.
It's just I can't because my manager said that I...
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Annie.
Amy.
Amy. Happy birthday to you.
Hey. Hey. That's weird. Today's my birthday, too.
Yeah, not in here, it isn't.
Sorry I'm late. What's up?
Oh, hey. You know, I just wanted to see if there were any leads on the old job front.
Oh, no, but I just walked past 3 sales and I didn't go in. How strong am I?
Oh. That is great. Hey, you know who doesn't have to job hunt? Ross. He works at the university.
Yeah.
Oh, so you know that? You guys talked about that? So you get along? So you think you're going to go out?
Me? Go out with Ross? No, God, oh. No. What would make you think that?
I just... Phoebe said she, you know, thought she saw something between you guys.
No, I mean, he's nice.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy you're friends with, you know, but he's not the kind of guy you date. I mean, he's the kind of guy you date, because you did, but... Me? Not so much.
Oh, no, not so much. What do you mean? I mean, is there something wrong with Ross?
Oh, no. He's just, I don't know, you know, he's just a little bookish.
Are you saying he's a geek?
You think so, too?
No, Ross is not a geek.
Fine. Well, let's just say he's not my type.
What, handsome is not your type? Smart, kind, good kisser? What, those things aren't on your list? Ross is a great guy. You would be lucky to be with him.
Well, okay. If it means that much to you, then I'll just ask him out.
Oh, no. That's not what I meant.
You know what, Rachel? You're right. You know, he has been really nice to me.
Yeah, but he's not your type.
Yeah, but maybe that's a good thing. You know, I'm doing all these different sorts of things, and maybe I should just try dating a geek, too.
Yeah, but you don't want to try too much too fast. You know, I mean, you do remember what happened to the little girl who tried too much too fast, don't you?
What?
She died, Jill.
Adler!
Oh, what is it, honey? You need some tea, some soup?
Calling Dr. Big. Dr. Big to the bed.
Oh, jeez, honey. I thought you were asleep.
How could I be asleep? Oh, you were in the next room.
I was asleep. Oh, no, honey. You know what's sexy? Layers.
Oh.
Layers are sexy, and blankets are sexy, and, oh, hot water bottles are sexy.
Come on, get it to bed. I want to prove to you that I'm not sick. I want to make you feel as good as I feel.
Action! Please get some rest.
I'm fine.
Happy birthday to you.
You're paying for that.
No, it's her birthday.
You've sung happy birthday to 20 different women today.
But it really...
You were no longer authorized to distribute birthday muffins.
Damn it! Rach. Hi.
Hi.
Did you tell your sister to ask me out?
Well, yeah.
Wow. I mean, wow. I think she's cute, but I never would have thought of going out with her. Never.
Really?
Yeah, but after you said it was okay, I figured, why not?
So not really, never.
I have to say, you are a much bigger person than I am. I mean, after all we've been through, I just, you know, I wish I had a brother to reciprocate.
Oh.
Hey, if you ever want to go out with Monica, you have my blessing.
And mine.
Chandler, I think I'm sick.
Really? Struck down in the pride by blibe.
Okay, fine, I admit it. I feel terrible. We bleed rum is on my jazz.
No. You are not getting me this way.
God, I really need your help.
No.
Fine, I'll rub it on myself.
Okay. So you just kind of rubbing it on yourself?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Are you kidding me? Is this turning you on?
Yes.
I can't believe it. What is it? Is it the rubbing or the spell?
It's all very, very good. So you want to go mix it up?
Now I'm sick.
Oh, come on, you big faker.
What happened to your rule about never sleeping with sick people?
Well, that was before all the vaporizing action.
Okay, you really want to have sex?
Okay.
Work like a char.
Hi.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
This is where Ross and I are meeting for our date. So, what do you think?
I don't like it.
Really?
It's kind of slutty.
It's yours.
Yeah, well, I'm a slut.
Me too.
Hi, Jill.
Hey.
Hi.
Rachel.
Rachel. You're not at home. You're right here.
Yeah, I know. And I bet you thought it would be weird. But it's not.
Okay. So, well, I'll have her home by midnight.
Aren't you home yet?
Someone there?
Oh, yeah, it's me. Sorry.
What are you doing here?
I'm just looking out your window at the view. What are you guys doing?
We got some vapor rub in some places.
Oh, he brought her back to his apartment.
Who? Is that your sister?
Oh, she is a slut.
God, Ross is on a date with your sister? How weird is that?
Oh, my God. Look, he's taking off her clothes.
He's taking off her coat.
Oh, this is just terrible.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not. It's the first date. I'm sure that nothing is gonna...
Ooh, he's gonna get some. Of the glare. from the streetlight out of his apartment. You know, so he's closed the drapes there so he can have a nice, pleasant conversation with your little sister. Well, I'm off to bed.